Học tiếng Anh có thể thay đổi cuộc sống của bạn. Nghe chương trình podcast SBS Learn English mọi lúc mọi nơi, giúp bạn vừa cải thiện tiếng Anh, vừa tìm hiểu về văn hóa Úc. Hiểu và nói tiếng Anh có thể giúp cho bạn cải thiện đời sống của mình ở Úc. Chúng tôi sẽ giải thích về cuộc sống Úc cũng như là cách nói như thế nào. Vừa học vừa chơi, bạn sẽ được cải thiện các kỹ năng tiếng Anh của mình cũng như là học về nước Úc. Thế các bạn đã sẵn sàng chưa? Trong bài học hôm nay, mời các bạn cùng học cách nói về nền tảng văn hóa của mình cũng như tìm hiểu tại sao ngày Quốc khánh Úc lại là ngày biểu tình của người thổ dân.
My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm still learning not just the English language, but also about Australian culture. The 26th of January is coming soon. And for many migrants, including myself, that is a very special day. A few years ago, on the 26th of January, I became an Australian citizen. In the ceremony, I pledged my loyalty to Australia and its people. That means I promised to be loyal to Australia. This was a great day for me, and so I celebrate every year with my friends and family. But the 26th of January is not a happy day for all Australians. Our guest today is my colleague Kerry Lee Harding from NITV Radio, who will explain why Australia Day continues to be a day of Indigenous protest. Hi, Kerry Lee.
Hi, Josipa. Thanks for inviting me. It's good to share views of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples with your audience.
Thank you for that. We'll come back to you a little later. First, let's learn some expressions that may help you to find your feet in this country. By the way, to find one's feet means to start to feel comfortable in a new situation, or to begin to be confident or successful in doing something. When I first came to Australia and I was still finding my feet, I had an embarrassing experience. What happened was, during a dinner at my friend's house, I met new people. And I asked this question, "Where are you from?" I was shocked to realize that my question was offensive to some of them. I was genuinely curious about their background, because their accent wasn't local. But I didn't know that asking someone, "Where are you from?" could make some people feel uncomfortable. To be honest, I couldn't understand what I had done wrong until my colleague, Abdullah from SBS Pashto, who has been an Australian a lot longer than me, explained the problem.
As soon as I start speaking, people ask me where I am from, and that question implies that I don't belong here. There are many ways to ask this question more respectfully. If you're curious about someone, you could ask them, "What is your family background?" Even a simple question like, "Where did you grow up?" is much better than saying, "Where are you from?" Or you could do what I did when we first met, and you told me your name was Josipa. I said, "I never heard that name before. Where is it from?"
What is your family background? Where did you grow up? I have never heard of that name before. Where is it from? Okay. After talking to Abdullah and writing down his suggestions, I decided to test them. So I called my manager, Janine. She speaks like a local Aussie, but her Asian features, that is, the shape of her eyes, the color of her skin and hair, tell me that there is a possibility that she could also be a migrant. This is how our conversation went.
Hi, Josipa.
Janine, what is your family background?
So, I was born in Australia, but I have Chinese heritage. Both my parents are Chinese, and my dad's family have lived in Australia for a long time. My mum came to Australia from Malaysia to study, and she met my dad at university here. I'm really proud of my Chinese heritage. When I was young, I used to go to Chinese school to learn the language, and I hated it then. But now, I've been trying to learn the language myself, and I wish I paid more attention when I was young.
If I asked Janine where she's from, she would have simply said that she's from Australia. By asking what her family background is, we learned about her heritage. Heritage is a word that represents family background and also the things that we value and that are being passed from one generation to another by parents to their children, like religion, education, books and movies, among others. We all have a heritage. It's your family background, your culture and your history. The next question my colleague Abdullah suggested we use is, where did you grow up? Let's see who I could call to test this question. I know, my friend Luca.
Hello.
Hi, Luca. I'm making a podcast about people's cultural background. Do you have a moment to answer one question?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm curious to know, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Budapest. That's the capital of Hungary. It's really a beautiful city with some amazing architecture. It's also called the City of Baths because it has 118 mineral pools. And I think I had a great childhood. Complete freedom, you know, climbing trees, driving a bicycle to school, or playing outside my parents' house until it gets dark.
See, it happened again. Luca didn't share just the name of the place. She told us something about it. Okay, we have one more question. And I perfectly remember the day when Abdullah said to me,
I never heard that name before. Where is it from?
Abdullah asked where my name was from, not where I'm from. And I was happy to tell him how I got my name from my late grandmother, who was Croatian. And we connected pretty fast as we shared stories about our grandparents. Next time you meet someone new, try asking one of these questions and practice your answers. What makes you, you? Who knows, maybe your opportunity to test these questions in real life is around the corner, on Australia Day. And talking about Australia Day, our guest Kerry Lee Harding will explain why our Indigenous communities would prefer not to celebrate a national day on the 26th of January.
It's a complex issue, Josipa, but to explain it in a simple way, Aboriginal Australians are asking for a change of the date because from 1994 we are celebrating Australia's National Day on a day that marks the beginning of a long and brutal treatment of Aboriginal people and their land. For us, the 26th of January is a day we call Invasion Day, Day of Mourning, or Survivor Day. It is not something we want to celebrate, and we want to change the date so that all Australians can come together to celebrate the meaning of being an Australian.
I love celebrating Australia Day, but I don't want to do it if it's hurting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, who have been here much longer than any of us. So, Kerry Lee, what can I do to celebrate the occasion and support the First Nation people at the same time?
Well, you could spend some time reflecting and learning about the original people of this land. And let me teach you the meaning of one Aboriginal word you are already familiar with. As you know, the capital of Australia is Canberra. But did you know that Canberra actually means meeting place in the local Ngunnawal language?
No, I didn't know that. Thanks. And I'd love to learn more about this topic. Can you recommend something to watch or listen?
I think tuning into NITV, which is the National Indigenous Television Service on Channel 34. Also, I would suggest listening to the NITV podcast, which brings listeners up to date and essential listening on Indigenous matters, which you can tune in by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Thank you for your time, Kerry Lee. And that's all we have time for in this episode. But before we say goodbye, let's revisit expressions we use today. See if you can remember the meaning of these words before my friend said. To find your feet means...
To find your feet means to start to feel comfortable in a new situation or to begin to feel confident or successful in doing something.
Your heritage is...
Your heritage is your background. It includes where you were born, where your parents grew up, and the traditions from your cultural history.
The word cultural means...
Cultural means the customs, traditions, and behaviour of a country or group of people. If someone asks you about your cultural background, they usually want to know about where you and your parents grew up.
We also heard a few different questions you can use when you want to know more about the cultural background of a person.
What is your family background?
Where did you grow up?
I never heard that name before. Where is it from?
How would you answer these questions? What makes you, you? If you like to share your answers with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. And don't forget to visit our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish.
Hiểu và nói tiếng Anh có thể giúp ích cho cuộc sống của chúng ta ở Úc. SBS phát hành chương trình podcast với các bài học giúp cho người học cải thiện tiếng Anh. Chương trình podcast học tiếng Anh của SBS tập trung vào các hoạt động hàng ngày trong cuộc sống của người Úc với các cuộc hội thoại và từ ngữ tiếng Anh. Trong bài học thứ ba của chúng tôi, các bạn học cách nói về nền tảng văn hóa của mình, cũng như tìm hiểu tại sao ngày Quốc Khánh Úc lại là ngày biểu tình của người thổ dân. Các bạn nhớ nghe và trả lời câu đố của chúng tôi để kiểm tra kỹ năng sử dụng tiếng Anh của mình nhé. Tìm hiểu chương trình tại sbs.com.au/learnenglish, qua ứng dụng SBS Radio hoặc nghe podcast ở bất cứ nơi nào